And they lived in a treehouse in the middle of the big scrub till he could get his land cleared. Now, wouldn't that have been fun? That would have been roughing it, wouldn't it? And he said the hoot owls and the whippoorwills would talk back and forth to each other. And on moonlight nights, they could look down on the ground. They were clearing land all the time. And I'm sure she was working with him shoulder to shoulder. They could see the varmints playing down there. The coons and the possums and the deer and the rabbits, the squirrels and the trees around them. Who knows? Maybe old man Snake, who knows? They were all there. But he cleared his land and planted a fine citrus grove, 40 acres of grove. And because it was protected by the thick undergrowth of the big the scrub, it never froze, and he always made money on his oranges and tangerines and grapefruit. And he became a wealthy man. He was a preacher, and he was a well-known, highly respected man in his area. So now these are kind of stories I want you all to collect from your family. My sister married into a family who were third-generation Florida people. They lived on Merritt Island, and the grandfather had homesteaded land on Merritt Island. Now, you know that's where we shoot off the astronauts now. But that was wilderness country, and there's still wilderness there. But Mr. Wells was a kind of a peculiar man, the grandfather, that is. And he started at the beginning of the alphabet to name his children. And he named the first one A.A., and the next one B.B., and the next one C.C., and I do know that he got as far as DD. I don't think he got to XYZ. But my brother-in-law's father was Benjamin B. Wells. And the B didn't stand for anything. It was just an initial. You know, I read something interesting not very long ago. I didn't know this. That Harry Truman, a middle initial, didn't stand for anything. Did you know that? And you were not supposed to put a period after the initial. I think it was Harry T., wasn't it? Harry T. Truman? Harry what? S. Thank you. Harry S., yeah. But did you know that story about, I didn't until recently. So when you write his name, don't put a period after the S, because it didn't stand for anything. So these are some of the stories I've collected. I think all of you know by now that my dad was Coca-Cola man. He came in 1907 to Gainesville to establish Coca-Cola, and he had a territory about 10 counties, the biggest territory in there was one at Jacksonville and maybe one on down the state, but not more than three. And my father never sold Coca-Cola for more than 5 cents a bottle. And yet he raised six children, three sons and three daughters, all living except our oldest brother. And our oldest brother was the one who believed in Coca-Cola just like Daddy did. And he never did anything in his life but sell Coca-Cola, and he was a prince of a salesman. And I think both of them would kind of turn over now, don't you, to know how they're packaging Coca-Cola in half gallons and tin cans and who knows how, and then to change the formula. I don't know whether Daddy would approve of that or not. But I'll end this little saga. I want all of you to go home, though, and think about your family stories. And here's a little rhyme that some school children gave me. Coca-Cola went to town. Pepsi-Cola shot him down. Dr. Pepper fixed him up. Now they call him 7-Up. See you later.
Fingerpick guitar stylist, and I was about to tell you about the band of which he is a part, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. They are an eclectic group of musicians who specialize in jigs and reels and Irish-inflected music, a few Celtic strains, and a whole lot of southern ragtime finger-picking. How about bringing them on with a nice round of applause? The Wind That Shakes the Barley from the Tampa Bay area.
Probably have to retune if we did that.
We want to spare you all that.
Oh, okay. That might be fun.
Okay.
Who's on first?
Bill's jig.
Bill's jig.
Bill's jig.
Oh, why don't you bring that up higher?
How about me? Am I okay, Bill?
That's good.
Your whistle there, KB.
Okay, is John going to start with us?
See if, let the sound man make sure your mic's on.
Yep.
Are we ready to try this one?
Sure.
We should tell them who was responsible for that one. My goodness. This was an original jig by our own Bill Dudley right here. This was the, yeah.
That's BD's jig.
Of 1984 vintage, and we're still waiting for 1985's jig, Bill. How about it?
It's on its way.
Good, good. Next, we want to do Lassie Sleep and Flowers. You want to tell them about? You don't have a talking mic. I'd like to do a group of
Bill survive without talking.
of reels, starting out with a Scottish one called My Love, She's But a Lassie Yet, and moving on to a Shetland Isles tune called Sleep Soon in the Morning. And what's next? Oh, and finishing off with Flowers of Edinburgh. And this is when I start. Okay? Are we ready? Like to do a nice slow what is this, English country dance tune, Bill?
Yes, it's an English country dance.
And it's written by a group called, tell them about it, Bill.
This is a modern day English country dance. You may have heard of the old timey English country dances. This is a new one written in the 70s by a fellow, or written in the 60s by a fellow named Pat Shaw, and it's a real popular tune called Bare Necessities. There's even a group in Boston that uses this for their name, just like we use the name Wind That Shakes the Barley is also the name of a fiddle tune.
Thank you.
a real pretty tune, one of our favorites of late. I'd like to also, oh.
Mr. Soundman, could you turn down the monitor, the guitar in the monitors a little bit? Because the guitar is real loud for us. Guitar down in the monitors, just in the monitors, because it's real loud for us. I'm sure it sounds great out there for you all.
Oh, now we just lost your voice. Anyway, we are Wind That Shakes the Barley from Tampa. This is, oh, you okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you.
Okay. Can I talk now?
Yes.
Okay, this is Bill Dudley to my left on guitar, and Karen Brooks on whistle and various assorted recorders, and I'm Kathy Agard on fiddle, and we have a very special guest all the way from Boston, one of the older members of Wind That Shakes the Barley, John Chambers, joining us on everything.
Come on, I'm not that old.
Well, it was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, it was.
What are we
going
to do?
Yeah.
How old was he?
Yeah.
73.
Let's go. How about, we were going to put in O'Keefe's and Christmas here.
Yes.
Let's. Are we organized?
O'Keefe's Christmas?
O'Keefe's Christmas, right. O'Keefe's Slide, a nice sprightly Irish jig, I think.
Yes, and Carrie Slide.
A Carrie Slide, and Christmas Day in the Morning, another Shetland Isles tune. I'd like to continue with a medley of jigs, starting out with one called Belfast Almanac, and then going into Swallowtail Jig with LJ's Pirated Harmony. I think we finally got it right.
There
and
is,
finishing
right
off with Latabeerance. Thank you. And then we have another real beautiful slow air, another one of our favorites. I guess we're into the slow airs this year, called O'Connell's Lamentation. We need to do a sound adjustment here. On this one, we feature Karen on the instrument we affectionately refer to as the moose whistle, which is actually a tenor recorder.
Sure, that's fine.
Good, okay.
You
okay. And you're ready for the whistle?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Chord. Close out our set, we'd like to play a couple lively reels. One is a French-Canadian tune called La Bastring, and finish off with a nice rousing Irish Coolies reel. As soon as we get Karen standing back up on her feet again.
Get Karen back on her feet. After a hard time.
Don't worry about it. Is that okay? That's all we need, huh? Check it out. It's rattling here.
Who's hurting this? Is everybody?